I wrote my first song when I was 13, and it was called Alone in the Crowd. It was a very angsty song, and it's my mother's favorite song still. And you'll know if my mother's at a show because she will belligerently yell something like, "Play Alone in the Crowd."
Most people have some idea of what they want to be when they grow up. Katie Costello knew that a music career was it for her, and she made it happen. Katie just left her teen years behind, and her new songs show leaps of maturity way beyond her age. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Katie Costello started writing at 13 and released her debut album, Kaleidoscope Machine, at the age of 17 in 2008. The sudden success of her music brought her to New York City, where she finished high school and lived a very different life than her childhood in Hermosa Beach, California. Katie sang about her love of New York in the 2010 EP, The City and Me, and her latest album, Lamplight, brings out more sides of Katie. She still sounds cheery and upbeat, but her lyrics show some of the life and experience that she's gathered over these last few whirlwind years. Katie and band came by Studio A, and host Alisa Ali got to ask her about where she used to play in her mid-teen years.
There's a retirement slash elderly home in my hometown, and I played piano there every Thursday for about a little over a year, and it was really the best practice ever because they are a tough crowd.
Are they?
They are just...
Do they boo?
It's their own form of booing, which is just yelling and saying things like, "Do you know how to play I Left My Heart in San Francisco?" And they just don't, I don't know. I feel like they are super complimentary when they like something and just silent and or aggressive when they don't. And it was interesting.
Was it kind of like the two old guys in the balcony at the Muppet Show?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice. That is a tough crowd.
Yeah, but it was great. It was great training to just try to please people.
Yeah.
The sun is bleeding. She's snowing in the distance. The fire's growing and trees are shrinking and your heart is sinking. Yet you've never felt more alive. Burning sunset, you remind me of when the clouds are clear.
Sometimes, like, if you've written a song a while ago and you're playing these same songs over and over again, sometimes I wonder how that resonates with you if you have to sing the same song, you know, over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get tired of it?
Like, you know, I don't, because I feel like I either imagine what the song means to me now, or I think about, you know, my past self and what it meant to me then. And usually writing a song is a pretty powerful and emotional experience. So I feel like those memories are, I've been able to hold on to those memories pretty well, in the sense that usually I feel like my best performances are the performances that I like the most are when I sort of tap into that feeling again. And so I think it's, I think you definitely move past feelings in songs, but mm-hmm. it's kind of nice to reapply them to your new self.
I hate talking and I hate walking next to someone I don't know. Someone I don't know. And I hate pretending to keep up this friend thing when I have enough friends. And I'd rather be at home. Things would be much easier. Save some time. I knew my favorite color.
That was Katie Costello playing live in Studio A with Cassette Tape and Ashes Ashes. Her new album is called Lamplight. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.